Today we begin lesson 116 in Parshas Chaye Sarah. We're going to be learning Perek Chavdala, chapter 24, Psukim Vav to Yud, 6 to 10. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 33, right about in the middle of the page. Vayomer Elov Avraham, he shomer licha pen toshiv es b'ni shama. Adonai Elohei HaShomayim Asher Lekocha Ani Mibeis Avi Umeretz Moladti Vasher Diber Li Vasher Nishba Li Lemor Lezaracha Etenes Aretz Asosu Yishlach Malacha Levonecha V'lokachto Isha Livni Misham Vim lo sove ho isha lo leches acharecha v'niki so mishvu asi zos rakes b'ni lo so shev shomo v'yosem ho eved es yodo tachas yerech Avraham adono v'yisho v'lo al hadovor hazeh v'yikach ho eved asoro gimali migmalei adinov v'yelech v'chol tuv adinov yodo v'yokom v'yelech el aram naharayim el ir nochor. So after Eliezer asks Avram, what if the girl doesn't want to go with me, doesn't want to leave her land? Should I bring Yitzchak back? So Avram answers in Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Elov Avraham, and Avram says to him, to Eliezer, he shomer lecha, beware. Literally it means guard yourself, but beware. In other words, don't do this. Pen lest toshiv, that you return as b'ni shama, my son there. You cannot take my son there under any circumstances. And he explains in Pasuk Zion why. Because Adonai Elohei HaShemayim, the all-merciful God, the God of the heavens. It's interesting. Earlier, he called Hashem the God of the heavens and the God of the earth. Now he omits the God of the earth. Why is he omitting it? Because you see, he's referencing Hashem back to the time of the Bris Bein Abesorim, which was many years, almost 70 years ago. And at that time, when Hashem spoke to him, he was Elohei HaShemayim, the God of the heavens. But he was not yet recognized down here on planet Earth by mankind. He wasn't familiar with people. So at that time, when Hashem spoke to Avram, he was only recognized as Elohei HaShemayim. In the previous psukim from yesterday's lesson, when Avram is speaking now at the age of 140, Avram has now introduced God to the world. They are familiar with him. So that's why he spoke, when he spoke to Eliezer, he referred to Hashem as also the Elohei HaAretz. But at the time that Avram's referencing now, we will see that Hashem was not yet known as Elohei HaAretz. But still in all, the God of the heavens, Asher Lekochani, which took me out, mi beis avi, from the house of my father, that was Haran, umi beis moladiti, and my birthplace, which was Ur Kasdim, v'asher diber li, and which he spoke concerning me, v'asher, and which nishbali, he swore to me, where, when, at the Bris Bein Abesorim, when Avram was only 70 years old, Lamor saying, what did Hashem promise me even then? Lizar acha, to your children, etain I will give es haaretz hazos, I will give this land. So therefore, at that time, Hashem already promised me the land of Israel, not just to me, but to my children. And therefore, now that I am in the land of Israel, and Hashem wants my children to be in the land of Israel, he does not want them to leave. And if Yitzchak would leave, that would be a substantial part of the Jewish people who are not there. So therefore, Hashem wants me now to be in the land of Israel. I have my son now, and the land has been given to my children. So therefore, my children have to live in the land and they cannot go back. And since they cannot go back, I am sure Hashem will give you success in your mission, and the issues that you are worried about will not happen, because what will Hashem do to ensure that? Who? He will. Hashem will. Yishlach malacho, he will send his angel, lifonecha, before you, which will help you. V'lokachta, and you will take isha, a wife, livni, for my son, misham, from there. So you need not worry, Hashem will give you success. And just in case it doesn't happen, Pasuk Ches, v'im lo sove ha'isha, and if the woman does not wish, what? Lo leches acharecha, to go after you, meaning to say you had two concerns. She may not want to go after you. She may not want to leave her land. And let's say you're going to say, well, maybe she's willing to go, but not with you. So you may want to say, okay, send Yitzchak just for a couple days, not to live there, but just to go back with you. No, if she doesn't want to go with you, v'nikiso, and you will be clean, mishvuas izos, from this oath, meaning to say you need not force, Yitzchak will not go, as you'll see in a minute, you need not force this woman to go, and if you're clean from the oath, who's Yitzchak going to marry if no one wants to go? Then you can go to the daughters of either Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre, who initially Hashem does not want, but if there's no other choice, you'll do that. But under no circumstances, rak, but es beni, my son, lo soshiv shami, should not return there even for a day. No circumstance will Yitzchak leave, and indeed, Yitzchak in his entire 180 years never left the land of Eretz Yisrael. So these are the conditions of the oath, that he shall not take a woman from the Canaanites. He shall not take Yitzchak out of the land of Israel. If the woman will not be willing, if no one's willing to leave from the birthplace that he is sent to, then he has permission to marry Yitzchak off to the daughters of Oner, Eshkol, Mamre. So Pasuk Tes, Vayosem Oeved Es Yado, and the servant placed his hand, Tachas, under Yerech Avram Adonav, the thigh of Avram his master, meaning to say he held on to the place of the Bris Milah. Vayishov Alo, and he swore to him, Aladov Razeh, about this thing, meaning all the conditions that Avram said. So the oath was done. Now it's time for the servant to do his job. Pasuk Yud. Vayikach ha'eved, and the servant took asara gemalim, 10 camels. Why does he have to take 10 camels? Well, one thing you'll see, he's going to put a lot of wealth on those camels. He's going to go with a tremendous amount of money. And he figures that's going to be the best way to win the heart over the girl and the parents of the girl, to allow her to marry Yitzchak and to leave home. Number two, each camel would need a camel driver. And that would mean there would be 10 men going. And we will see that when Eliezer is, if he is successful in finding a wife for Yitzchak, he will be Makadish her. He will betroth her as an agent of Yitzchak. And the rabbi said you should have 10 people present when the blessings of betrothal are made. There's a hint to that idea in this idea here. So therefore, he needs 10 men to be with him. And that's why he needed 10 camels. And the Torah goes on and describes them even further. Migmale Adonav, from the camels of his master. Why do we have to repeat that? The answer is that these were distinguished camels. And what made the camels distinguished? Because when they traveled in the desert, they traveled muzzled so that they would not steal from anybody. Now, what did he place on these camels? V'chol tuv Adonav biado, and all the best of his master was in his hand. Simple meaning is, lots of wealth was in them. Rashi explains more. There also was a document amongst that wealth, and the document was written that all the wealth that belongs to Avram is signed over to Yitzchak. Therefore, the family will see this document and know that Yitzchak is a very wealthy man. So now that everything's ready, Vayokam, and he gets up, Vayelech, and he goes El Aram Naharaim, to a place called Aram Naharaim. What does that literally mean? Aram is the name of a city. Naharayim, you see the word is Nahar, river, with an E ending plural. It means the Aram of the two rivers, meaning the area of Aram that's in between the Tigris and the Euphrates. And this is better known as Ur Kasdim. This is where Avram was originally born, where Nimrod threw him into the fiery furnace. It's where Terach was forced to take Avram away from there, and they went to the next place, to Haran. So he went in that direction to Aram Naharaim, which was El Ir Nahor, to the city of Nahor. Nahor was a brother of Avram. Remember, in Ur Kasdim, Haran was burnt alive. Avram survived. Because he survived, he became more of an enemy to Nimrod. So Terach took him away from there. That was his birthplace. He took him to Haran. And now Eliezer is going to that place, El Ir Nahor, to the city where Nahor lives. Let's take a look at the questions. Question number one, Im lo tirza isha lavo li Yitzchak, if the woman does not want to go to Yitzchak, Hamim Avram hitir la'eved, did Avram allow the servant, lo kacha says Yitzchak, to take Yitzchak l'charan t'charan or kazdim? The answer is no. To ba'er hishamar l'cha, translate those words, it means beware, like be careful, don't do this. Three, Ma'amar Avram kisha avdo shaloi mutar lahavi yitzchak l'charan. What did Avram say when the servant asked, was it permitted to bring Yitzchak l'charan? He said, absolutely not. Four, targem pen, that means lest. Five, Madua lo kara Avram es Hashem Elokei Aretz Pasuk Zayin. Why did Avram not call Hashem the Elokei Aretz in Pasuk Zayin? Because at that time, when he's referencing back to the time of the Bris Bein HaBesarim, at that time, Hashem was known as the God of the heavens, but he was not really familiar. People were not familiar with Hashem down here. Only through Avram's lifetime was God recognized as the God of the earth as well. Six, Kate said, Hispir Avram lavdo lomo sevir she'isha telech achrav l'knan. How does Avram explain to his servant why he thinks the woman will go to him to follow him into Canaan? Because if Hashem has promised the land of Eretz Yisrael to Avram's children, meaning they should not leave, so if they're not able to leave, Hashem will have to arrange this woman will want to go, and therefore Hashem will send an angel to help Eliezer with his job. Seven, Targem v'nikisa. That means, and you will be clean. It means you'll be absolved. Eight, imachen lo tirza isha lachzer l'knan mecharna merkazim. If the woman does not want to return from to the land of Knan from Chorna or Kazim, however, adayin chayv lo malas eshuah. Does the servant still have to keep the oath? He doesn't. He has to keep the oath in terms of Yitzchak cannot return, but he does have to keep the oath in terms of who Yitzchak can marry, because now Yitzchak will be able to marry others. And who is that? Nine. Who can Yitzchak marry if indeed the woman does not want to go to Canaan? He can marry one of the daughters of Avram's friends of either Onir, Eshkol, and Mamre. 10. Under what condition will the servant be clean, absolved from fulfilling the oath, if the girl does not want to go? 11. Did the servant swear as Avram asked? Yes. 12. Avram, where did the servant place his hand when he swore? He put it tachas yerech Avram, at the place of the milah. 13. Targem gmalim, they're camels. 14. Elo balachayim lokach avdor shel Avram. What type of animals did Avram take with himself? Gmalim. 15. Madua nikra gmalei Adonov. Why are they called the camels of his master? Because they were distinguished as Avram's camels because they were muzzled in order not to steal from people. 16. Kama gmalim lokach avdor shel Avram imo. Lomo. How many camels did Avram's servant take with him and why? He took 10 camels. One is to put on a lot of wealth to persuade the girl to want to marry Yitzchak and to leave to go to Canaan. And number two, to bring 10 men in total so that the blessings of the betrothal can be done in the presence of 10 people as required. 17. Lamiya Yoshayachim, 10 Hagamalim Shalakach Avdo Shal Avram Imo. Who owned the 10 camels that the servant of Avram took? They belonged to Avram. 18. Ma lokach avdo shel Avram imo kashatzel havi ishel Yitzchak. What did the servant of Avram take with him when he went to find a way for Yitzchak? He took kol tuv Adonov. 19. Al miv al ma nemar. About whom and on what is it meaning? Vechol tuv Adonov yodo. So the simple meaning is the best of what his master owned. It could simply mean tons of wealth. Rashi explains it means the document signing over all his wealth to Yitzchak, showing him he's the master. 20. Lama lakach avdor shel Avram kol minei dvarim tovim. Why did the servant Avram take all these good things, all these different kinds of good things? Number one, to persuade the girl to leave seeing so much wealth. And number two, showing that Yitzchak is the owner of all that wealth with that document, and that would persuade her to want to marry Yitzchak. 21, Le'efa holach avdo shel Avram. Where did the servant go to? He went to Aram Naharayim. 22, Evo nimtza ir Aram Naharayim. Where is Aram Naharayim found? Between the two rivers of the Tigris and the Euphrates, also known as Ur Kazdim. 23, Miha Yagor Be'ir Aram Naharayim, who lived in Aram Naharayim, Nochor, the brother of Avram. 24, Be'ezeir Gor Nochor, in what city did Nochor live? He lived in Aram Naharayim, also known, a.k.a. as Ur Kazdim. Let's go over the psukim one more time from Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Elav Avraham, he shomer lecha pentoshiv es b'ni shoma. Adonai Eloi HaShamayim asher lekachani mibeis avi umeyeretz molatti vasher diber li vasher nishba li lemor lezaracho etenes aretz asos ho yishlach malacho lefanecha v'lakachto yisha livni misham v'im lo sovel yisha lo leches acharecha v'ni ki yisa Mishvuasi zos rak es bini lo sashev shama. Vayosem ho eved es yodotach as yerech Avraham adono vayishovalo ala davor azeh. Vayikach ho eved asoro gimalim migmale adono vayelech v'chol tuv adono v'yado. Vayokom vayelech el Aram Naharayim el ir nochor. Please spend a few minutes going over lesson 116. Have a great day.